Page 10. Exercise B. Reading. Read the article about good and bad interview behavior. In your opinion, which suggestion is the most important?
The successful job interview, Charlotte Watson. Okay, so you've sent in an application and a resume for that dream job you saw advertised. The employer thinks you might be a good candidate, and you've landed an interview. You already know it's important to dress right, offer a firm handshake, and maintain eye contact. But do you know that other aspects of your behavior can make the difference between getting that job or not? Being late to a job interview is almost always a disqualifier. Most candidates are on their best behavior for their interview, so being late is a major red flag for employers. Since punctuality is expected in any kind of work setting, arriving late makes your future employer think you'll be late for work if you get the job. If you are late for your interview, it's important to provide an airtight, detailed excuse explaining why your lateness was unavoidable. Apologize and reassure the interviewer that this isn't habitual behavior on your part. Another thing that can get an interviewee off on the wrong foot is being overly informal or too familiar. Even though the person who interviews you might be friendly or dressed informally, don't take this as permission to be inappropriately casual. If an interviewer wants to be addressed by his or her first name, he or she will invite you to do that. If not, be sure to stick with last names and titles. Remember that employers want to know that you are interested in the job and will be a motivated employee. A candidate who hasn't taken the time to learn something about the company or the position being offered appears unmotivated and willing to take anything that comes along. Even if you are sure you already know everything you need to know about the job or the company, prepare two or three relevant questions for the interviewer of the position, and listen with obvious interest to the answers, following up with thoughtful questions that demonstrate that you have been listening. So before your next job interview, check out the list of do's and don'ts and follow the suggestions. They'll take you a long way towards getting that dream job. Top 10 do's and don'ts for your job interview. Do: arrive on time. Stay on topic when answering questions. Ask questions. Listen. Be modest yet positive about yourself. Don't: be too familiar. Talk too much. Seem desperate to get the job. Criticize your current employer. Brag about yourself.